And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan, of course, with you. All right, so what we're going to do today is we're going to be talking about an organization called 412 Thrive. And the reason why we're talking about this particular organization is because our commissioners, Butler County commissioners, have declared Tuesday, April 12th, 412, get it? Yeah, when you put it all together, it makes sense, right? They have declared 412 as 412 Thrive Day. So what I wanted to do is dive into this and try to figure out who 412 is. So Samantha Motes is with us, and she is the founder of this. Samantha, you're on the phone. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It is so nice to talk to you. And of course, I'm going to dive in first on the connection on how you got a 412 Thrive Day first, and then we'll talk about what you do and the drive behind this. But do tell us, how in the world did it come about that you're in Allegheny County and here in Butler County, our county commissioners decided to take this route and call it 412 Thrive Day or declare that for that particular day?
Yeah, so 412 Thrive actually operates, even though our name is 412 Thrive, we operate a little bit wider than just the 412 area code. We service Butler County, Beaver County, Westmoreland County, Washington County, and Allegheny County. So, Butler County actually made it 412 Thrive Day. We got to go to their meeting on Wednesday morning, and they gave me the proclamation. I got to tell them a little bit about 412 Thrive. And also, it's pretty exciting because we have a retreat, our first ever wellness retreat coming up, and it's at Camp Lutheran, which is in Butler County. That was really exciting to be able to go and tell them exactly what our Thrivers are doing in their county. So.
Now, I know you're not here to talk on behalf of the commissioners. I can't ask you what they were thinking directly, but any feedback on how they decided to bring forth this day for you? Did they talk to you about that?
Yeah, so I think they just really wanted to kind of give me like an honor for the hard work that we're doing in their community. It's a big celebration. I am really honored to have a day dedicated to our nonprofit. It is a wonderful way to help get the word out about what we do so that the individuals who need us can find us.
It's kind of funny because when I sit back and I'm starting to piece all this together, right? 412, of course, is the day that the declaration would be made official on, if you will. You know, that's the day that they're declaring 412 day. Then when you say 412 and you're like 412 area code, I just sat back and went, oh, I get it again. You're very creative with the name of your organization. I love this.
Thank you. It actually took me several months and talked to a lot of people to try to come up with this name, but I am a huge Yinzer. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, and 412 is just, it just means a lot to me. So it was kind of a no-brainer to do 412 Thrive, and then Thrive has a whole meaning of its own. You know, we picked the name. A lot of breast cancer patients don't really like to be called survivors, especially if they're not done fighting or if they never will be. So we decided the word Thriver best described all of the individuals that are part of our organization.
And I'm glad you mentioned it. Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned it because I know that's where we were going to go next, is who are you? You know, of course, it's fun to be able to hear that a declaration for an organization has been made, but some of us may not be too familiar with what you do. So talk about the origins of 412 Thrive. How did it come about?
412 Thrive is for individuals affected by breast cancer and genetic mutations that lead to breast cancer. So what that means is you don't have to have already had a breast cancer diagnosis to join our group. It's what we call previvors. Previvors are individuals who have a genetic mutation that makes them highly likely to get breast cancer in their lifetime. So these individuals are having scans just like breast cancer patients are. They have preventative double mastectomies just like breast cancer patients do. And so I really felt it was imperative that they be part of our group. We are the first of this kind in our area to offer support to previvors. Most cancer support groups, you need to have the cancer diagnosis to be able to join. So 412 Thrive is a little bit different in that way. But we started with me inviting 10 women over to my house for wine and cheese a week before the whole entire world got shut down because of the pandemic. So these 10 women were at my house, and we just started a conversation about how much we needed this time together. Our friendship grew immediately. The conversation flowed. And so we decided we were going to get together once a month. And but the pandemic came and the country shut down. So I swerved and opened a Zoom account, and we did some virtual things for a while. And we have grown so much. We went from 10 women in my kitchen to we have now over 260 members all over the five counties that we service. We provide an amazing community of support. That's our number one goal, is to have these thrivers meet each other and form lasting relationships. I often joke that we're like a dating service to find your best friend. And I have found many, many best friends. These women are my family now. It's amazing. But besides the community, we also send out the most amazing care packages. We send out care packages for people going through radiation, chemo, having a mastectomy, reconstruction, and we also just started doing in-hospital care packages. If you have an unexpected hospital stay, you're not usually prepared and have everything packed. So we will bring you anything you need. And all of our services are free of charge. That is something that's really important to me. I was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 23. I was in grad school, and so money was really tight. And so that's something that I strive to make all of our services 100% free of charge. The retreat that we'll be having at Butler, it will be 100% free of charge for the 60 women who are able to attend. So, yeah, we are just doing so many awesome things in these counties, and we are so excited to celebrate with 412 Thrive Day.
I'd love to ask you, what are your goals and mission? And I usually ask organizations that, but I usually ask them when they've been underway for a very, very, very long time. It sounds like the origins of where you came from to where you are now has switched quite a bit. I mean, if you were just meeting with a few women for wine and cheese, it doesn't sound like that's exactly where you are now. So if I were to ask you, what are your goals and what's your mission? How has that changed? Where are you right now with that?
So my mission is to kind of make, I want 412 Thrive to be a household name. And I say that not for like, you know, for me or anything like that, but because I want people to know that we exist so that when they need us, they can easily find us. So honestly, that's my mission, is to just get the word out that we are here. We've only been around for 2 years. and we're growing fast, and our community is so welcoming. And if you need us, find us, you're going to just be part of our tribe.
So where do you want to see this go? And again, that can change as your organization grows. But if it was just meeting and finding those breast friends, and I love that phrase, but if you wanted to do that first, and you've accomplished that, now you're sending out some care packages, and that's fantastic. But like, what's the next step for you?
So the next step is finding a facility to host an in-person support group. We do a monthly event, which is a social event where thrivers can come and meet each other, and we do fun things. Like next month, we're having a high tea at Mingo Creek Park, and that'll be a lot of fun. But we are looking for a facility to host an in-person support group once a month, and this is going to be a really big deal for us. It's pretty much like a group therapy session for these women. And that is very much needed. Not just right now because of the pandemic, but always. Breast cancer can be very isolating. So that's our next big goal, is to find a facility to host an in-person support group. We have a lot of women, so it needs to be a pretty big room. Obviously not all 260 women will be coming each month, but that's my goal.
Samantha Motes is the founder of 412 Thrive, and it is now declared 412 Thrive Day on April 12th, which would be 412 right here in Butler County with the Butler County Commissioners. They are the ones who made the declaration. Samantha, when you talk about that you were diagnosed with breast cancer at a very early age, would you be willing to share that story with us? Would you be willing to share the emotional struggle and where you are right now in your journey?
Sure. Yeah. I was diagnosed when I was 23 years old. I actually had to drop out of grad school because I needed to work full time to keep my insurance. So it was a really hard time in my life. I have the most supportive family ever. My husband literally was in law school while I was battling cancer, and he would go back from McGee to his classes and spend the night with me at McGee and go back to class. And but there was still some kind of emptiness and loneliness I felt. It was because nobody else my age had any idea what I was going through. And so that is kind of what led to me starting 412 Thrive. I unfortunately had a lot of infections with my breast cancer. And so I've spent a lot of time in the hospital. And it kind of sent me into a little bit of a depression. I won't lie, it sent me into a big depression. And so that's kind of when I started reaching out to these women. I started an Instagram account called Milkless Mama because I had two post-cancer babies, which is not everyone is lucky enough to have babies after breast cancer. So that was a struggle. That was something I had to deal with. And I started an Instagram account to meet other women. And that was just so helpful because breast cancer at any age is isolating. You could be 60 years old and get breast cancer, and your other 60-year-old friends who don't have breast cancer aren't going to understand the chemo side effects that you're going through, what it feels like to shave your head, what it feels like to have radiation burns. And so, yeah, breast cancer at a very young age was isolating, and that's why I needed 412 Thrive, and things have become so much better for me over the past 2 years. Survivorship is tough, but 412 Thrive makes it a lot better.
And I'm glad you mentioned that you could get breast cancer at any age, because I'm wondering what is the feedback that you get from ladies who are older than you when you say that you went through a particular struggle at a young age, but yet there are emotions that transition through any age. There's that connection that you have. But what's the feedback for women who are older than you? What is it that they go through?
So there's a lot of different things for getting breast cancer at different ages. Like I know I'd like to say I was lucky to get it so young, because I would have rather had it at 23 than have it now when I have kids. There are women who are battling breast cancer right now while they have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old running around their home to take care of. And so they're coming home from chemo completely wiped out. Some of them are sick to their stomach. And I mean, chemo sometimes can make you feel like you're dying in itself, not to be dramatic, but then they have their kids to take care of too. So there are struggles for getting cancer at any stage of life. For me, mine was, you know, not having anybody my age to talk to about it. For women who are a little bit older, it's probably, you know, they have family to take care of. So that's another thing that we do. We send cleaning crews to homes to help when you're in treatment, to help clean your home. We send meals to help provide nourishment for your body, because you can't, I think this is something people tend to forget about, is if you're married with kids, your husband is working now. He's now taking care of the kids, taking care of his sick wife. And we just try to provide a little bit of support for every single person in your family, not just you, but your spouse, your children, you know, anything we can to help out. The struggles are many, if that makes sense. There are many struggles.
But, in addition to the emotional struggles, the isolation, the sickness, is there any sense of guilt because you're in this kind of situation?
Absolutely. We can often think about, how in the world did we get cancer? Is it our fault? Did we do something wrong? I know for me, my breast cancer was hormone positive. So that's one thing, is a lot of people don't even realize that there are several different kinds of breast cancer. Did you know that?
I didn't.
Yeah. There are many different kinds of breast cancer. Breast cancer is not just breast cancer, and therefore treatment options are different, which makes our community so wonderful. Because so for me, my breast cancer was caused by hormones. So I can go in our support group and I can find 100 other women whose breast cancer was caused by hormones. And then there's triple negative breast cancer, and you can go in our support group and find 100 other women who have triple negative breast cancer. And so your treatments are going to be more similar than other ones.
That's an interesting point. I never realized that there were different kinds.
Yeah, it's the breast cancer world is crazy. There's so much information thrown at you at one time. So
now you mentioned, Samantha, that there was going to be a retreat. I didn't expect to ask you the details about this. I wasn't aware that it was going to be in Prospect at Camp Lutherlin. And you mentioned that it was free for individuals. Can you talk about those 60 women that will go? Do you need people on that roster? Have they already signed up? What are the details surrounding that?
Yeah, so we haven't opened up our roster yet. We will probably be opening it up in the next 2 months. And I have no doubt that those 60 spots will be filled immediately. We are hoping that next year we can invite 120 women. We want to double it next year, and I that's my goal. But for this year, yes, 60 women will be able to sign up, and they will come to Camp Lutherlin from September 29th to October 2nd. And we have doctors coming. We have physical therapists coming, sex therapists, mental therapists, yoga, meditation. We just have so much in store for these individuals, and I'm looking forward to it.
So, Samantha, what does the organization 41 Thrive need the most right now? Is it volunteers? Is it money? Is it participation? It sounds like you have a lot of women that are a part of this. So what is it that you need?
412 Thrive is desperately in need of some donations. Yes, we are growing at a rapid speed. I'd say right now we have about 10 new Thrivers a week. We have flyers at all the major hospitals, so women are able to find us when they go into their oncology office, when they go into their surgeon office. And so we are getting a lot of people, and our care packages, you can actually go to our website, www.412thrive.org, and you can see a list in detail of everything that we give in our care packages. And there's even links to click on them if you want to order them. Our care packages are pretty expensive, and we are giving a lot out. This week I have 4 mastectomy care packages to give out, and those cost $450 a piece. So yeah, money and donations is what we are in need of right now, and definitely volunteers also.
Because you're putting a pretty good size package together, and I'm looking at a picture online right now, again, at 412 Thrive or 412, whichever way you want to put it, but 412thrive.org. And the care package that I'm looking at is full. You got a big bag there. And I say that because it's not like you're just sending a box of tea. You know, there's tea in this, but you have so many other things that are part of this. Why is it important to an individual that they get this huge, big package in the mail? What does that do for them emotionally?
I mean, when I give these care packages, I personally deliver them myself. And these women, honestly, they break down and cry and give me a hug because they're just so grateful for not just my friendship, but for the knowledge that I have on these care packages. These care package items have been picked out, handpicked by our Thrivers. So just for example, our mastectomy care package has a shower chair in it. For me, even just when I had a lumpectomy, I felt really weak standing in the shower and almost fell over a lot. My mom actually had to come to my apartment and stand outside my shower in case I fell. So to me, that's a no-brainer. $28 gets you a shower chair where you're sitting and you're not going to fall and hurt yourself. You know, there's a mastectomy pillow in there. My mom actually makes those herself. That's to take to the hospital with you so that you wrap it around your top, and you're not getting bumped. You're going to be really, really sore after a mastectomy. So this will protect you with putting your seatbelt on. We give a 4-piece wedge that is probably our most expensive item in our care packages, but it's really important to me. People don't know this, but when you have a mastectomy and reconstruction, you have to sleep pretty much upright and on your back for several months. And as a belly sleeper, it's pretty terrible. But the thing is, if you roll over after a mastectomy with reconstruction, there's a good chance you could damage your reconstruction. But the surgeries are about like $100,000 surgeries. And so to me, it's a no-brainer to put a bed wedge in that costs $150 because you're protecting $100,000 surgery.
Well, and not only that, but I can just imagine women not getting any sleep upon everything else. Oh, I mean, how important is sleep? And now I can only imagine laying there worrying the fact that, am I going to roll over? Am I not going to roll over? And now you know you're not getting any sleep. And if you have to do that for weeks on end and months on end, I mean, that goes to one's emotional health again, if you're not sleeping.
Yes, exactly.
So what a great idea. April Motes, of course, the founder of 412thrive.org. And again, we wanted to talk to her, find out more about her and the organization, because our own Butler County commissioners have declared April 12th, 412, as 412 or 412thrive.org day. And so we wanted to talk to Samantha. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you taking the time to share more about your organization. Before we go, any final thoughts that you want to share with us?
Just please, everybody, go check out our website. And anybody that you know who needs our services, please let them know that they can go to our website and fill out a join form. And we would love to have them join our tribe.
And again, this is not only if you've been diagnosed, if you've had breast cancer, but if you're in one of those situations where, what do you call it? Pre-vibers. Is that right?
Pre-vibers.
Yes. I love that.
Pre-vibers.
Yes. All right, Samantha, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Again, folks can go online to 412thrive.org. Thanks, Samantha.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye.
And that's about it for us for today. If you would like to listen to the conversation that we just had, again, what you can do is go to our website. So you go to WISR680.com, and when you get to that menu bar, you're going to pick programs, and that's going to drop you down to the selection of interviews that we do, and you're going to pick from there Extended News at Noon. So WISR680.com, programs, and then Extended News at Noon, and then you can catch this or other conversations we've had. We put them all up there for our podcast page on our website. All right, thanks so much. We'll talk again here real soon with your Extended News at Noon. I'm Tracy Morgan with the Butler Radio Network.